Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Today, we're talking about the blessings and the curses. This is extremely important to understand if you want to walk in divine health. You must understand the blessings and the curse. If you don't, you will not be able to walk in divine health. When you sin, you open a door to the demonic world. A curse is spoken. God makes that decision. A demon is released, and they come to attack us, to torment us. So we must learn about the blessings and the curse. If we will walk in obedience to the commandments of God, He will command the blessing to come upon us and overtake us. If we fail to meet these requirements, we break His rules, His spiritual law, then a curse is spoken, the demon is released, and they are what make us sick and afflict us and torment us. It's amazing how it works. But let's come to the Father in prayer. Father, we thank You for Your Word. We praise You for the Word of God. And Lord, we ask You to bless us today as we study Your Word and we look at these things. May You reveal the truth of the Word of God to us so we can walk in obedience to Your Word, so we can walk in divine health. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, on this series today, I'm going to go over some of the ways you can tell if you are under a curse. Now, there's many ways, but in Deuteronomy chapter 28, starting with verse 15 on, this is the way you can tell. If you want to take your own Bible, you want to sit down and you want to read these, and read these slow, you will find out in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 through about 65, there's a whole bunch of those. He literally lists the different things that if you do certain things, different curses will come upon you. Now, if you'll read Deuteronomy chapter 27, the whole chapter of Deuteronomy 27, you'll find specific things that he names and lists. And you'll see there in Deuteronomy 27, many of those have to do with sexual sins. If you commit sexual sins, curses will come upon you. So the thing about it is to be safe, to not let any curse come upon you through a sexual sin, make sure you never have sex with anyone except the person you're married to. And then don't never have sex with them until you're married to them. After you're married to them, then God says, I bless the marriage bed. But until that time, He curses it. And if you commit those sins, it will bring a demon upon you and the other person. And if you happen to bring children into the world through that relationship, it will bring a curse upon them too. And you won't like the results because it will bring forth many devastating things, and many of those we're going to talk about today. So, let's go and look at some of the things that we can tell, how we can tell if we're under a curse. Number one, if you have mental or emotional breakdowns, this is a way to tell. People should not have mental or emotional breakdowns. But if they do, you're under some kind of a curse. If you have repeated chronic diseases, especially if they're hereditary, or any kind of repeated disease or just chronic diseases, either one of these will give you an indication you're under a curse. If you have barrenness or a tendency to miscarry or related female problems, this is an indication you're under a curse. Breakdown of marriage and family alienation, this is indications you're under a curse. If you're being accident prone, lots of people say he's just an accident looking for a place to happen. No, that person's under a curse. And then if you have a history of suicide or unnatural or untimely deaths, it's amazing how these things work. Now then, we'll actually start in Deuteronomy 28, verse 34. In Deuteronomy 28:34, if you have confusion of heart or of mind, you're under a curse, because in Deuteronomy 20:28, it says, a trembling heart or an anxious man. And in verses 20 through chapter 20, verse 65 says, anguish of soul or a despairing heart. These are three different places where it shows that you have these things. These are showing you're under a curse. Now then, if we go a little further apart, the inner parts of the person has been attacked by hostile forces, and some people no longer have total control of themselves. Now, these hostile forces are demons. These are outside beings that come and attack you to put sickness and disease upon you. You know, and other things that people will say to people like this, and these are curses that are being spoken upon you, when people say things like, you're losing control, there is no hope for you, your mother wound up in a mental institution, and I guess you will be next. People say those kind of things to people. They do not understand they are part of the problem. Now then, we have some key words here. Confusion and depression. Well, we have these, confusion and depression, and most of the time, it all began with some kind of occult practices. It may have been known, it may have to be known and revoked before the demon that goes with it can be gotten out. If you get involved in occult practices of some kind, like the Ouija board, like fortune telling, many things you will do that will bring a demon upon you. Now, I'll give you an example right here of an experience I had when I was a young man, about 19 years old, that I didn't understand what happened. But just one Saturday afternoon, I was driving down the road and my cousin was with me. She's a couple of years younger than I was. And she said, Thurman, there is a fortune teller. Let's stop in and have our fortune told. I didn't realize how devastating this could be. I didn't really believe in fortune telling, but I pulled in and had my fortune told. Well, this lady looked in my hand, began to tell me things she was seeing in my hand, and I didn't believe any of the things she said. But she made statements like, I was fixing to get a much better job that paid much more money. Well, I liked that. It sounded good. And she said, I was fixing to move to a large city. Well, I lived in a little bitty town. I didn't think I'd move to a large city. And then she said, there's going to be a serious accident in your life, and it's not going to be in a car or an airplane. She said, you will be hurt very severely, but you will not lose your life. I didn't believe anything she said. But I paid her anyway, and I drove off. Never even give it another thought. I didn't realize what I had done was an occult practice by the devil, and I was breaking the word of God. Wasn't had my fortune told. I guarantee after what happened, I'll never have it done again. Because what happened, out of my stupidity, I opened the door to a demonic world, a demon come to torment me, and sure enough, things happened shortly that I found a much better job. I was offered a job in Dallas. That's a big city, and it paid twice as much money as I was making where I was working. So I thought, boy, what a blessing. I didn't realize I was being set up by the devil. And so I moved to this big city. This fulfilled the requirements. The lady said, you're going to move to a big city, you're going to get a much better job. And I did, but I never thought about it. And then about 16 weeks later, I had a motorcycle. I bought me a motorcycle. And I was riding a motorcycle, and I went around a corner about 35 miles an hour there in one of the streets in Dallas. And they'd put some fresh gravel on the street that day, and I lost that bike on that turn. It went out from under me, and I hit the curb, and it tore me all to pieces. Tore up my bike, tore me up, tore skin all off of me. Didn't break any bones, but it sure did tear a lot of meat off of me. And I suffered significantly. And it cost me severely to fix my machine. And I got to thinking, what that lady said came to pass. I thought, I don't know what I've done, but you can be sure I won't never go back to another fortune teller. And then I knew a young man that lived in the city I lived in, went to church where I went to church, and he went to a fortune teller. And the fortune teller told him that he was going to have his back broken in a football accident. He didn't believe that either. But it wasn't but just a couple of football games later, he got his back broken in a football game. I think how silly we are. how stupid I was because I had no knowledge of these occultic practices because nobody had ever taught me. I had not read the book. I did not know that God hates this occult practice. I did not know I was to have nothing to do with fortune tellers. But he was clear. Whenever I finally did read it, I learned what I had done. I had opened myself up to a curse. And that devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. And when he got legal right to me, he almost messed me up totally. But thank goodness for the grace and mercy of God. He saved me out of that. Now then, if these repeated or chronic illnesses, especially if they're hereditary, if they're constantly coming upon you, you can be sure you're under a curse. Now then, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 21 through 61 list a lot of these things. The Word of God calls them plagues. It calls them incurable. It calls them extraordinary, fearful, prolonged, lingering, malignant. Now, these are things that are listed, things that go along with a curse. These things are actually listed in God's Word. Well, all of these diseases or these things I just read, we are very familiar with these. We know they're true. But who would have ever dreamed they were listed under the curses in the Word of God? So when you see people with plagues or incurable diseases or all these things, they are there because of curse. Now, there is really only one way to know if a curse is at work in your flesh, and that is if the Holy Spirit reveals it to you. Only one way to really know. But you can pretty well tell by these symptoms if a curse is upon you. Now, one of the other things that's listed in the Word of God, if you're barren and you have no children, or if you have a tendency to miscarry or related female problems. You know, Deuteronomy 28:18 says, cursed is the fruit of your womb. More than likely, lots of menstrual disorders are the results of a curse. Let me explain to you something right here that every Christian needs to know. Most of us, if not all of us, are under some kind of a curse. But as an obedient Christian, you don't have to be under that curse. You can be free from that curse. Galatians 3:13-14 clearly says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, so that the blessings of Abraham might be passed down to us, that we might receive these promises of the Spirit by faith. Well, if you don't know what the blessings that were promised to Abraham, then you cannot receive those blessings by faith, because it's impossible to receive something by faith that you don't know what they are. So if you'll study the blessings, what they are in Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14, then you can claim those blessings by faith. We have to stop right there today, but if you'd like the teachings in its entirety, call us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these teachings in their entirety, free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus is Lord.